wants to keep listening to us, you're going to have to head over to WGXC.org, click on listen, and you'll be able to see the Thingularity radio stream.
Boom.
And if you don't, well, then you are SOL, because we are heading out of the main waves and going to be hiding in the cyber waves.
The shadows.
The shadows of the internet. So come find us there if you want to hear us say all the naughty words that we couldn't say in the last hour.
Hola mis amigos, this is El Hoodie, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
Turn out or tune in Friday, April 15th to performances from Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. They perform from 8 to 10 p.m. Catskill's Reckless Eric is best known for the song Whole Wide World that you may have heard recently in a commercial on television. And Scout Gillett is from Brooklyn. WGXC has live webcasts of each and every show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and sometimes broadcast them on 90.7 FM. This show with Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett will be broadcast on 90.7 FM from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday, April 15th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in to WGXC, your creative community solar-powered radio station.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Park your car and make your way into the woods.
The outside world is quiet now, muffled by the trees. Every once in a while, a bird makes itself known somewhere up above you.
The climb gets steeper. You check your watch. You just need to make it by nightfall.
You go up and up, following the trail markers that someone told you you'd find, stumbling every once in a while over a root as you hurry up and up.
Slow down, you tell yourself. Breathe. It will be there. It will be all right. It will be better than they told you. It will save you.
You look up, the path winding its way up and away from you and disappearing into the sky.
Breathing in deep, the smell of pine fills your lungs, letting them open. Maybe the first real full breath you've taken in a long time.
You try to shake off every bad feeling, letting it roll down the slope behind you as you climb up and away from it. It's been hard to just stay afloat lately, it seems. Every relationship fraying at the seams, your feelings frayed and hard to make sense of.
But that's why you're here. That's why you drove up that winding mountain road, abandoned your car on the side of the trail, and started walking.
It feels like it's been hours now. You're walking towards a sky that is graying, fading, washing the trees around you in blue.
The trail markers are less frequent now. Is that good? Does that mean you're close? Or have you lost your way?
You press on. You ignore your aching feet and you quiet your racing mind. Upwards.
Just then, you notice the ground below you level out. Your steps go easier. You pick up the pace. You scan your eyeline for markers. You start a slow run, jumping over tree roots and scrambling under their overhanging limbs.
You start to hear voices somewhere up ahead. And then you think you might hear music.
Around a bend, there's a building, suddenly, out of nowhere. Like it was placed down in front of you where just a minute ago there was nothing but trees.
You smile, relieved, and run up to the doors, peering in at all those people dancing together at the Love Motel.
Good evening, lovers, and thanks for stopping in. You found yourself listening in on the Love Motel, a place on the radio dial where love is long and the music is good. This is your host for tonight, Honey.
And this is your other host for tonight, Donna. And if you are tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, you might be listening to the starlings chatter away in the trees, seeing sticky green buds glowing at the ends of those branches. And 50 degrees is starting to feel like a heat wave.
Or maybe you're riding along the curves of the freeways of Los Angeles, where I am, the dusk bringing up the wind that's tingling up your hair, wishing that a West Coast winter never had to come to an end.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
It's so nice to be unlocking the doors of the Love Motel again tonight. Welcoming in lovers, old and new, to these velvet-lined hallways.
It sure is, honey. Every time we settle in for another hour, the magic of this place rises up to meet us.
So, Donna, what kind of questions of the heart are waiting for us in the magical Love Motel inbox?
Tonight, we heard from two listeners, one who's dabbling in a menage a trois that isn't quite meeting their deepest needs, and another who suddenly found themselves in a love triangle that they want nothing to do with.
That sounds like just the kind of knot that we've gotten pretty good at untangling.
So, honey, do you want to warm up with some of our very favorite tracks before we jump into our letters?
Ooh, I sure do, Donna. You know we love to set the mood.
So, hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
Here comes our first listener dedication. This Love Motel lover wrote, "Ooh boy, Donna and Honey, I am in the deep and pretty uncomfortable throes of spring fever. And by that I mean, I'm hot for everybody near me. Give me a song that doesn't make me feel like such a horny freak." Oh, we sure can. You know, at the Love Motel, you're never alone.
they laid out like a bouquet. With a wind spot bigger than a Great Lake.
Welcome back to the Love Motel. We think it's just about that time to open up the submission box.
All right, let's see what we have here. Okay, here's a submission from someone who called themselves Accidentally in Love, and they wrote,
"Hey Donna and honey, I just started dating a couple and I'm worried that I'm more into one of them than the other, but I don't want either of them to feel bad. What do I do to make sure I'm acting fairly? Best, Accidentally in Love." Hey, this is a tough one. Your question actually leaves me with a lot more questions about your situation, but we'll do our best to answer what you gave us. We even reached out to the Love Motel's resident consultant on open relationships and all things non-monogamy, Polly, who only communicates with us by leaving her answers under our silk pillows at night after we make contact with her through our dreams. Here's what Polly had to say. Is there space for you to have an independent relationship with each person in this pair? Is the communication style safe enough for you to share what you're feeling? When it comes to dating couples, setting boundaries and expectations is incredibly important, as is knowing what type of polyamory they and you want to practice, which could look very different. We have to remember that not everyone is going to be our ideal partner, and sometimes a metamour, your partner's partner, is a better dynamic than a sexual partnership that is forced or obligatory because of a third person. If this couple refuses to date separately or does not want to engage in a conversation about your distinct needs, it may not be the best fit.
We're so thankful to lean on a true expert in the field to guide the way with questions like these.
Yes, we are so lucky to have Polly in our orbit. My questions after reading your letter, Accidentally in Love, were, do you straight up not like this person at all, or do they not turn you on as much as the other? If it's the latter, attraction always ebbs and flows in relationships. That's totally normal. And it's up to you if you want to ride the tide. But having patience often pays off. Does this person maybe fulfill you in a different way other than sexually? I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think it's okay that you're more attracted to one than the other.
That's so true. I mean, it's hard enough finding one person with whom you're romantically and sexually and emotionally compatible, who also happens to be on the same dating timeline at the exact same time as you. The fact that we link up with anyone ever at all is a true miracle. So finding two people to click with in just that right way, who also happen to click with each other, you're asking a lot of the universe there, a reliably unreliable arbiter of our fate. So, of course you're more into one than the other. Our feelings and our hormones do not sit still in Themis's scales.
If this imbalance is manifesting in a way that's hurtful to the person that you're not as into, and if remaining a part of this throuple is important to you, maybe try finding ways you can intimately connect with this person outside the bedroom. Do you like any of the same things? Do you like going places together, working on projects together? Do you like each other at all? If the answer to that last question is no, then I'm afraid to say that you probably shouldn't be dating this couple.
So the key to a multi-partnered romance would be a conversation. A relationship that is open in this way should be open to editing and adjustment if it is one that holds each person's happiness and fulfillment as its ultimate goal, which, ultimately, it should. If it's not that kind of relationship, we wouldn't recommend wading further into it. Like Polly said, obligatory connections and buried feelings won't make anyone happy in the long run. But we wish you all the luck navigating a tricky convo. We can almost guarantee that the hardest part will be bringing it up. The rest will tumble out naturally, because it's how you really feel.
Thank you from the bottom of our big hearts, Accidentally in Love, for sharing with this duo the troubles you're having with your trio. We hope it all shakes out just fine.
So Accidentally in Love, here's a song that seems like it was written just for you. Our friend Rod Stewart covering Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
I'm
Justin, here's another song request coming to you from a listener that called themselves Zipped Lips, and they wrote, "Hey Donna and honey, I want to dedicate a song to my crush, my new neighbor next door. I'm too shy to say anything to him yet, but maybe you could play something loud enough that he might get a hint."
Don't come easy to
Welcome back to the Love Motel, where mangled matters of the heart get mended.
Maybe you're just finding your way here, but we'd love to get you up to speed.
We're a radio romance talk show, and we're taking listener advice questions all night long.
And maybe you want to be one of the listeners we talk to.
It's super easy to do that. We take submissions at thelovemotelradio.com.
Or you can leave us a super anonymous voicemail by calling 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568. And yes, it's a real number.
Or follow along with us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. But while we've got you here, we are going to open one more letter.
This listener, who we're calling Not the Other Woman, wrote, I'm working on a new project with one of my best friend's husband, and I think she's unhappy with how much time we're spending together because of it. I don't know how to talk to her about it, because I feel like if I say something, it makes it seem like something is going on, which it isn't. Donna and honey, what should I do?
On the one hand, I want to groan and say that there's absolutely nothing more tedious than tiptoeing around someone else's unfounded jealousies directed your way. It is such hard work to choose every word you say with a tweezer, placing it in front of your friend and trying to read her reaction to see if it's made her feel better or somehow worse.
I'm sure you already know this, but your friend's anxiety over the time you're sharing with her husband has nothing to do with you, and everything to do with her insecurity over her relationship with him. And there's not a whole lot you can do about that.
That's true, Donna. And you know, as soon as I start to think that way, which is to say, fully lacking empathy for someone else, I try to turn those strange feelings inwards. What did it feel like the last time I felt insecure in a relationship? What kind of irrational thoughts would come bubbling up to the surface when my partner didn't make me feel supremely and unequivocally loved and secure? So, Not the Other Woman, can we kind of join together in feeling bad for your best friend? I don't know enough to cast any kind of blame or judgment on her or her partner, but whether it's her own misfiring synapses or the actions of the husband that have led her to look upon the two of you with a suspicious eye, she's left dealing with the fallout of instability in the one place where it matters most, at home. It's also really easy, and completely understandable, to feel a hurt and resentment at even the suggestion of impropriety cast your way. This is your best friend. You'd never do that to her, full stop. Which we're choosing to assume is true because our loyal listeners are not known to be the kinds of people to dabble in betrayal. But try to practice that kind of deep, possibly unreciprocated empathy towards your friend, because your hurt feeling coupled with the inability to bring it up could make you act kind of closed off and resentful, which could only further her suspicions or even ruin your friendship altogether for both of you. So even though it's deeply unfair, I feel like you have to get in your car, rev your engine, and choose to take the high road, going out of your way to make it clear that there's not a single spark, intentional or unintentional, passing between you and the husband. I know, it's a completely unfounded burden placed on you. But think back to a time when you might have felt, rationally or irrationally, jealous or insecure in a relationship. How helpless and alienating it is, how it makes you question things you thought you knew about your partner or yourself. And once that seed is there, it's planted. So if that is how your best friend is feeling, wouldn't it feel great to root out that seed completely for her? That's what best friends do. So, some ideas on how to do that. Can your best friend be included in this project in some way? Even if it's just a vanity credit, if it's at your suggestion, it will send a message that you're not looking for any additional one-on-one time with her guy. You're all business. Or alternatively, if it doesn't make sense for her to be involved, can you try to suggest a hang for the three of you before or after a co-working session? Maybe you make it a tradition to grab a beer when work is done for the day. Ta-da, it's now a way for you all to spend time together, not a way for her to feel like she's sitting alone back at the house.
And of course, important to note that while we always advocate talking it out and preach the word of open communication, we think you might be right that bringing this up might just make everyone feel bad. Maybe you're wrong about how your friend's feeling. Maybe she's not even noticing that she's acting that way herself. Unless the resentment really comes to a fever pitch, choking out the oxygen from a room every time the three of you are in it together, we think it's best to lay low and err on the side of keeping the peace quietly, We don't think you need to do anything except maybe try to reassure her through your actions, not words, that you have nothing to hide.
And for the record, I don't know that I'd put quite this much effort into placating a stranger's unfounded jealousies. But the goal here is to get your project done and to keep your friendship in place.
We think you're more than capable of walking that line. So here's a few incredible songs that are all about these terrible, unflattering, jealous feelings us mortals are so often plagued with. We'll start with Fine Young Cannibals' cover of Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? I began to lose
One last song request tonight. One of our loving listeners wrote, "Hey Donna and Honey, this is just a note to say how much I love the show. I love getting to tune in and hear it on the airwaves too. Long live the radio." Well, listener, this song is kind of about us, but it's also about you.
And we knew that this was
fall, Donna, it's that bittersweet time of night where we've got to power down the Love Motel lights and send all our listeners home for a bit.
The end always comes far too soon.
So drop your keys at the door and don't forget to pick them back up next month.
Until then, you know you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com and catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own question for us or even a personal ad or missed connection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Go ahead and slide into our DMs anytime.
Or better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And remember, if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So, honey, I want to close out tonight's show with a song that gives me chills every time I hear it.
I love it, Donna. We'll see you all next month.
Until then, don't forget.
Love is in the airwaves.
I've seen it before. Suspicious.